إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، It's always a pleasure to welcome all of you in our classes here at Masjid al-Tawheed in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Tonight, as every Tuesday night between Maghrib and Isha, this is a class for Aqeedah. Tonight is for the Aqeedah, and we're still reading from the explanation of the three fundamental principles of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. Thalathat Usul by the Shaykh al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, the explanation of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. Mazal al-Shaykh yashrah arkan al-Iman. Shaykh, we're still reading to you the explanation of the pillars of Iman. The pillars of Iman. Al-Iman billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa al-yawm al-akhir wa al-qadari khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. Shaykh still explaining the six pillars of Iman. Now the Shaykh is explaining the Al-Imanu bil-Rusul. Al-Imanu bil-Rusul. And we start this in the previous class. Now we continue, as the Shaykh says, وَالْإِمَانُ بِالرُّسُلِ يَتَدَمَّنُ أَرْبَعَةَ أُمُورِ. الإيمان بالرسل يتضمن أربعة أمور. إيمان in the messengers comprises four matters. When a person says that I believe in the messengers, which is one of the pillars of Iman, we should know that this statement, or having Iman in the messengers, comprises of four matters. الأمر الأول الإيمان بأن رسالتهم حق من الله تعالى، فمن كفر برسالة واحد منهم فقد كفر بالجميع، كما قال الله تعالى كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين، فجعلهم الله مكذبين لجميع الرسل، مع أنه لم يكن رسول غيره حين كذبوه. وعلى هذا فالنصارى الذين كذبوا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم يتبعوه هم مكذبون للمسيح ابن مريم غير متبعين له أيضا، لا سيما وأنه قد بشرهم بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا معنى لبشارتهم به إلا أنه رسول إليهم ينقذهم الله به من الضلال ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. These four matters that are comprised in إيمان في الإيمان بالرسل, having Iman and faith in the messengers of Allah, to believe that they were truly messengers sent by Allah the Most High, that to believe that they were truly messengers sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever disbelieves in the messengership of one of them has disbelieved in all of them. If someone say, no, I don't believe in this messenger, he's not a messenger, that person is disbelieving in all of them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Shu'ara, chapter 26, ayah 105, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Nuh denied the messengers. Who was Nuh? Question. Give me an answer from this ayah. Who was Nuh? Awwal Rusul. The first messengers. But what Allah says in here? That the people of Nuh, they denied who? Messengers. But he is the first. Allah. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared them to be deniers of all of the messengers, even though they have no other messengers sent to them besides Nuh. Allahu Akbar. Because of this, the Christians who deny Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and do not follow him are also denying the Messiah Isa alayhi salam. They're not even following Isa alayhi salam. Isa ibn Maryam. And so because of this, the Christians who deny Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and do not follow him are also denying the Messiah Isa ibn Maryam. Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. And are not following him either. They're not even following him. Especially since he gave, Isa alayhi salam, gave them the news of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mubashiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad. He gave them the good news and the good tidings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there is no meaning to his giving them the news of his coming except that he was to be a messenger for them, so that Allah should save them through him from misguidance and guide them to the straight path. So the first of the four matters comprising having iman in the messengers, when you were asked, what does it mean to believe in the messengers? The first thing is what? To believe that they were truly messengers sent by Allah. Sent by Allah. It's not like one of them put himself as a messenger. They are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sent by Allah, truly sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-amr al-thani, الإيمان بمن علمنا اسمه منهم باسمه مثل محمد وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى ونوح عليهم الصلاة والسلام. وهؤلاء الخمسة هم أولو العزم من الرسل, هم أولو العزم, وقد ذكرهم الله تعالى في موضعين من القرآن في سورة الأحزاب, في قوله تعالى في الآية السابعة, وإذ أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقهم ومنك أي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى بن مريم, وفي سورة الشورى في قوله تعالى في الآية 13, شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك, يعني محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, والذي أوحينا إليه وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه. The Shaykh says, the matter number two is to believe in each of them in particular whose name we know. The names we know in the Quran or in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, we believe in, that's the name of that messenger. Such as Muhammad, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa and Nuh alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And these five are Ulul Azm. Ulul Azm. The ones firmest in their resolve, ulul azm, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahqaf, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, Allah mentioned in addressing our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling him, therefore be patient, endure with patience what you encounter from your people, as were patient those of Ulul Azm, meaning the messengers, Ibrahim, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa and Isa before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are mentioned together by Allah the Most High in two places in the Quran, meaning this Ulul Azm, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad alayhim as-salatu was-salam. They are mentioned in their names. With their name, they are mentioned together. But as for them being mentioned in the Quran, in many places in the Quran, you find the name of Ibrahim, Isa, Musa, Nuh, in many places. Actually, we have a surah called Surah Ibrahim. We have another surah, Surah Nuh. And as for Musa, he's mentioned in many places in the Quran. Al ataka hadith Musa. Many are the ayats where Musa alayhi salam name is mentioned. But the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahu wa ta'ala, he says that now all of them together, these names are mentioned in two ayats in the Quran, two places in the Book of Allah. The first ayah is the ayah 7 in Surah Al-Ahzab. And when we took the covenant from the prophets and from you, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, his, that's his name. And from you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa ibn Maryam. They are all mentioned in this ayah number 7 in Surah Al-Ahzab. And likewise in Surah Al-Shura, verse 13, in the ayah 42, your Lord prescribed for Nuh, and that which we revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's true, and that which he prescribed for Ibrahim, what Allah prescribed for Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa. See, all of them 5 are mentioned in this ayah. What is that Allah prescribed for all of them? That you should establish the religion, acting upon what is prescribed, and not split into sects with regards to the religion. قال وأما من لم نعلم اسمه فمنهم فنؤمن به إجمالا قال الله تعالى ولقد أرسلنا رسلا من قبلك منهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك سورة غافر. الشيخ العثيمين said, as for those names we do not know, as for those messengers whom we do not know their names, then we have general and comprehensive belief in all of them. In all of them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, that's chapter 40, verse 78, and we sent down messengers before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have narrated to you the stories of some of them, and we did not narrate to you the stories of others. So some of them stories are mentioned in the Quran, while others are not. الأمر الثالث تصديق ما صح عنهم من أخبارهم. الأمر الثالث تصديق ما صح عنهم من أخبارهم. The third matter of the 4 matters that are comprised in having iman in the messengers, having belief in the messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam, to affirm whatever is narrated authentically from their reports. Anything that is sound from what they have reported, we have to affirm it. والأمر الرابع العمل بشريعة من أرسل إلينا منهم وهو خاتمهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم المرسل إلى جميع الناس. قال الله تعالى كما في سورة النساء فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. The fourth matter is that we should act in accordance with the revealed law of the messenger who was sent to us. And who is that? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the messenger that was sent to us. Is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is the last of them who was sent to all of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, the meaning in English, verse 65, but know by your Lord they do not have faith until they make you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, judge in all matters of dispute between them, and they find no resistance in themselves against your decision and accept them with full submission. So the people of Nuh, they should believe in the message of Nuh alayhi salam. People of Ibrahim, of Musa, of Isa alayhi salam. But as for us now, after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, everybody should believe in his message. No exception. Even those people who they may be on something else before him, they should believe in the message of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the four matters comprised in having iman in the messengers. Number one, what is it? To believe that they are truly messengers sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, related to what? Ahsan, related to their names. So we believe and affirm any name that we were taught, that they are the name of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we believe in general way of all of the messengers. Number three, to affirm and accept their reports, what is sound from their reports. And number four, to act upon the laws and the legislation of that messenger that was sent to those people. And as for us, it is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he was not sent to one tribe or the other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all mankind, the jinn and the human being. As before, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the Prophet or the messenger used to send to a specific people. And as for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent to all mankind, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, all of them, until the establishment of the hour. It will be no prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After this, the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala, he mentioned, as he did before for the other pillars of iman, قال وللإيمان بالرسل ثمرات جليلة. ثمرات جليلة. He says, having iman in the messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام, or iman in the messengers, produces very great fruits. Now there is fruits of having iman. From them, الأولى العلم برحمة الله تعالى وعنايته بعباده حيث أرسل إليهم الرسل ليهدوهم إلى صراط الله تعالى ويبين لهم كيف يعبدون الله لأن العقل البشري لا يستقل بمعرفة ذلك. One of the many fruits and the great fruits produced by iman in the messengers, number one, knowledge of the mercy of Allah, the Most High, and the great care Allah has for His servants. Since He sent messengers to them to guide them to the way of Allah and to make clear to them how they should worship Him, since the human mind alone cannot arrive at knowledge of that. He is from the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He sent messengers. Well, the job of the messengers is to explain to the people how they worship their Creator, how they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Otherwise, if it's left for us, Allahu musta'an. Many of us were struggling even though with this, with the rahmah of Allah. Allah sent the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and things are made clear. Still, many of us are struggling. Many of us are struggling to hold on to the path. With this rahmah from Allah, along with the fact that the things have been made clear and the path is clear, ibadah is clear, everything you need to worship Allah correctly, it is clear and explained with the by the Messenger of Allah, many of us still are we struggling to be on the path. May Allah have mercy on us. الثانية شكره تعالى على هذه النعمة الكبرى. Number two, from the fruits of having iman in the messengers, to give thanks to Allah the Most High for these great blessings. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Number three, محبة الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام وتعظيمهم. محبة الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام وتعظيمهم والثناء عليهم بما يليق بهم لأنهم رسل الله تعالى ولأنهم قاموا بعبادته وتبليغ رسالته والنصح لعباده. Love and respect for the messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام. We love them and we respect them, and to give them their due level of praise, since they are messengers sent by Allah the Most High, and because they established worship of Him, conveyed His messages, and sincerely advised His servants. Sincerely. And look how much hardship the messenger they endure to convey to the people the message of Allah, that which if the people adhere into it, joy, happiness, tranquility, peace of mind is guaranteed in this life and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Because Allah said in Surah Al-Nahl, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Whoever does righteous actions while he or she is a believer, we surely give them a life of joy, a happy life in this life. So how are you going to be on iman, do righteous actions without the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He's the one who explained to us the path of Allah, the path that leads to the Jannah and to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look how much hardship they go through, and they didn't give up, and they continue, they persevere. They almost lost their lives, the Prophet ﷺ, many times. But he was protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah told him, Asbir kama sabar ulul azm. Be patient. And the Prophet ﷺ himself, he says, Subhanallah, may Allah have mercy on my brother Musa. Kam udiya wa sabar. He was harmed many times, and he was patient. Allah. So we love the messengers, all of them. We respect them, and we love our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has indeed conveyed the message. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the best of all those who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was sincere to this ummah. He was sincere. There is not a good or a path that leads to it except that the Prophet ﷺ talk to us about it, advise us to it, command us with it. And there is not a path of evil or anything that leads to it except that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ warned us against it. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى وقد كذب المعاندون رسولهم زاعمين أن رسول الله تعالى لا يكونون من البشر، وقد ذكر الله تعالى هذا الزعم وأبطله بقولهم في سورة الإسراء وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى إلا أن قالوا أبعث الله بشرا رسولا قل لو كان في الأرض ملائكة يمشون مطمئنين لنزلنا عليهم من السماء ملكا رسولا. فأبطل الله تعالى هذا الزعم بأنه لا بد أن يكون الرسول بشرا لأنه مرسل إلى أهل الأرض وهم بشر، ولو كان أهل الأرض ملائكة لنزل الله عليهم من السماء ملكا رسولا ليكون مثلهم. وهكذا حكى الله تعالى عن المكذبين للرسل أنهم قالوا إن أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا تريدون أن تصدون عما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتون بسلطان مبين. قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله. سورة إبراهيم. شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى he continued saying but the obstinate rejectors denied their messengers, denied their messengers, those who are stubborn, those that Allah didn't want no good for them, those who choose misguidance over guidance, they denied their messengers, claiming that messengers from Allah the Most High cannot be from mankind. Cannot be from mankind. Messengers cannot be from amongst them, from mankind. This false claim is denied and refused by Allah the Most High in His saying in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, ayat 94 and 95. And what prevented the mushrikun, polytheists, from your people, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from believing truly in Allah and in what you brought to them from Him, when the clear proof of the truthfulness of what you called them to came to them, except their ignorant saying, has Allah sent a man as a messenger? Has Allah sent a man as a messenger? Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if there were angels walking about and residing upon the earth, then we would have sent down from the heavens an angel and a messenger. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says, Allah the Most High refutes this claim of theirs, since it has to be the case that the messengers are humans. Since its messenger was sent to the people of the earth who are themselves humans. A human messenger sent to the humans. If the inhabitants of the earth were angels, then Allah would have sent down an angel from the heavens as a messenger to them, so that he would be like them. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes that those who denied the messengers said, as in Surah Ibrahim, the ayat 10 and 11, you are just human beings like us in your appearance. That's what they say to them, to their messengers. Those who deny the messengers, they say, you are just human beings like us in your appearance, and you are not angels. All you desire with your saying is to turn us away from the worship of that which our forefathers worship. So bring us clear proof of the truth of what you say. The messengers sent to them said, it is true that we are human beings like you, but Allah favors whomsoever He wills from His creation with prophethood and wisdom. Nor is it for us to bring any proof in accordance with your demands except by Allah's command. And we move on, inshaAllah ta'ala, to Al-Iman bil-Yawmi al-Akhir. Al-Imanu bil-Yawmi al-Akhir. Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that he mentioned that one of the pillars of Iman is to believe in the last day. To believe in Al-Yawmu al-Akhir, the last day. Qala Sheikh Mu'athaymin, rahimahullah ta'ala, اليوم الآخر هو يوم القيامة، يوم القيامة الذي يبعث فيه الناس للحساب والجزاء، يبعث الله الناس فيه للحساب والجزاء، وسمي بذلك أي باليوم الآخر لأنه لا يوم بعده، حيث يستقر أهل الجنة في منازلهم، اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين، وأهل النار في منازلهم، اللهم نجينا من النار. اليوم الآخر the last day، شيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى says the last day، اليوم الآخر is the day of resurrection، يوم القيامة، when the people will be resurrected and brought for account and rewarded or punished. And he tells us why it is called the Yawm al-Akhir. He says, and it is called the last day since there is no day which comes after it. Since there is no day that which comes after it. Because on it, the people of paradise will take up residence in their final homes. May Allah make us from the Mameen. And the people of the fire in their final abode. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being amongst the people of the fire. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmahu ta'ala says, والإيمان باليوم الآخر يتضمن ثلاثة أمور. Says, Iman in the last day comprises three matters. Likewise, we learn in the Iman, having believed in the messengers, comprised of four matters. Now having Iman in the last day comprises of three matters, meaning we need to know these three matters. الأول الإيمان بالبعث وهو إحياء الموتى حين ينفخ في الصور النفخة الثانية، النفخة الثانية، فيقوم الناس لرب العالمين، فيقوم الناس لرب العالمين حفاة غير منتعلين، عراة غير مستترين، غرلا غير مختتنين. قال الله تعالى في سورة الأنبياء، كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين. The first of the three matters that we should learn and know and keep in mind, and they are comprised in the Iman in the last day, اليوم الآخر. Number one, Iman in the resurrection, al-Ba'th. We have to have firm, because certain people they deny al-Ba'th. They deny, there is ayat in the Quran in which certain people they deny the Ba'th. They say there is no resurrection. But we believe in that. We believe in the resurrection and that. This is the reviving of the dead when the horn, a sword, is blown for the second time. For the second time. فَنُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَىٰ فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Then the people will stand before the Lord of creation, barefooted. No footwear on them, naked and uncovered and uncircumcised. Allah the Most High says in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 104, Allah will return the creation to a state of being naked, barefoot and uncircumcised on the day of resurrection, just as Allah created them in the beginning. That is a true and certain promise from Allah. Allah will certainly carry it out. I mean, this will happen, no doubt. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى والبعث حق ثابت دل عليه الكتاب والسنة وإجماع المسلمين. He said the resurrection is firmly established reality. This will proven by the book, the Sunnah, and the consensus of the Muslims. That the resurrection taking place His reality is real. And there is proof for it from the Book of Allah, from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, and there is a consensus of the Muslims on that. As from the Quran, قال الله تعالى في سورة المؤمنون ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون. سورة المؤمنون, the verses 15 and 16. Then after that, O mankind, you will die. After they spend whatever Allah has decreed for every one of them, their lifespan, they will die. Then on the day of resurrection, you will be raised up. You will be raised up. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحشر الناس يوم القيامة حفاة غرلا. متفق عليه. In this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the people will be raised up on the day of resurrection barefoot, naked and uncircumcised. And uncircumcised. In Sahih al-Bukhari is hadith number 568 in the English translation, in the volume 4, and in Sahih Muslim is the hadith number 6846. وَأَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَى ثُبُوتِهِ وَهُوَ مُقْتَدَى الْحِكْمَةِ حَيْثُ تَقْتَدِي أَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِهَذِهِ الْخَلِيقَةِ مَعَادًا يُجَازِيهُمْ فِيهِ عَلَى مَا كَلَّفَهُمْ بِهِ على أنسلة رسله. قال الله تعالى في سورة المؤمنون أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سورة القصص إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن لرادك إلى معاد. شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى, he says there is a consensus of the Muslims upon it, upon the يوم البعث. And it is necessitated by wisdom. It has to be the case that Allah the Most High has laid down an appointed time for the creation to be requited for the duties He bound them with upon the tongues of His messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Ayah 115, did you think that we created you without any purpose, and that you would not be brought back to us for requital, for account? And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28, ayah 85, He who sent down the Quran to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will certainly bring you to the place of return. Will certainly bring you to the place of return. يوم القيامة. هذا الأمر الأول. الإيمان بالبعث. This is one of the three matters that are comprised in believing in the last day, that we believe that in the resurrection, that the people will be resurrected, will be gathered in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah in a manner that is mentioned to us in the ayahs of the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we just read to you. Al-amr al-thani al-imanu bil-hisabi wal-jaza. The second matter is to believe in the accounting and retribution that will take place on that day. What does it mean? Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmat alayhi says, يُحَاسَبُ الْعَبْدُ عَلَىٰ عَمَلِهِ وَيُجَازَ عَلَيْهِ. And this is very important for us so that we can pay attention to what we say and what we do. We don't just say whatever we want and we do whatever we want. And in a time or moment that we may say something that is not right, or we do something that is not right because we're human beings, we wrong ourselves, but we have to stop. And we have to pay attention to this, because we're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're going to be taking account of our actions and statements, not somebody else's statements or actions. On that day we cannot blame it on anybody else. لا تزير وازرة وزر أخرى. Nobody will be charged with the mistakes of others. You can't blame it. That day you're going to face, we're going to face our deeds and our actions. So we have to pay close attention. We should not talk much. We should think before we say anything, before we do anything. Because we're human and we believe that our stay in this life is as a test. To work, to do things, to worship Allah. Along with, mashallah, having a good life. Islam is not against you having a nice house or driving a nice car or having children or having businesses or making money. No, it's no problem. But these things should not be the goal. And these things should not take us away from the purpose behind our creation. Because it doesn't matter how much money you gather, how much children, you're gonna die one day. And you leave everything behind. Nobody takes anything with him. And we all know this. We have buried many people. Did we bury any suitcase with somebody? His stuff with him, his paychecks? No, we never done that. And even if we do that, that doesn't benefit that person. What's going to benefit him? What the Prophet ﷺ tells us? His deeds. Al-amal. So here, ya akhwan, this is very important. These chapters are very important for us. يُحَاسَبُ الْعَبْدُ عَلَىٰ عَمَلِهِ وَيُجَازَ عَلَيْهِ وَقَدْ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ السُنَّةِ وَإِجْمَاعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ قال الله تعالى إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ سورة الغاشية وقال تعالى في سورة الأنعام من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون وقال تعالى في سورة الأنبياء ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى says the servant will be brought to account for his deeds and rewarded or punished for them. Subhanallah. And rewarded or punished for them. And of course, as a human being, you don't want to be punished. Everybody wants to be rewarded. So let us pay attention to what we say and what we do. Pay close attention to our statements. And also the statements of others when they are talking to us. And we take from them that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's what's going to benefit us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says, so everybody will be rewarded or punished because of these deeds. And this is proven by the book, meaning the text from the Quran, the ayat, the sunnah, narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the consensus of the Muslims. As from the Quran, the Shaykh selected a couple of ayats. The first is the Ayat 25 and 26 of Surah Al-Ghashiyah. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ Towards the end, or actually the end of the ayah, indeed to Allah will be the return of the unbelievers, and it is Allah who will bring them to account. And people will turn to Allah and will bring them to account. And in Surah Al-An'am, verse 160, whoever meets his Lord with a good deed shall receive 10 times its like in reward. Karam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever meets him with an evil deed shall not receive recompense except with its like. Just one. And they shall not be wronged. Nobody will be wronged on that day. One of our beloved scholars, he was giving us a talk and he mentioned this verse. And then he said, SubhanAllah, look at the fadl of Allah. When you do a good thing, you reward at least 10 times. And certain people, they are 700 and more. And when you do bad thing,
and you don't repent from it, and you don't ask Allah for forgiveness, and it's not wiped out from you, it's not erased, and it's recorded for you as one. He says, SubhanAllah, it's amazing how certain people, with all of this fadl of Allah, certain people still gonna stand in front of Allah and they have more evil deeds than good deeds. How could it be? If when you do one thing, you get at least 10. And when you do bad thing, you get what? No more than one. One. Not even two. What does it mean? The Mashaykh, they said that this person, he was doing more evil than good. Because if a person does 10 good deeds, how many is recorded for him? 100. So for that person to stand in front of Allah and has more evil, he must at least done how many times, how many evil? 101. La ilaha illallah. And because this evil accumulate, because we don't, some of us, they may have the whole morning, nice after Fajr, they stay in the masjid and they read the Quran, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and then after sunrise they pray two rak'at. This is a lot of good things. But then they go to work, and then who knows, after they go to work, what did they do after that? That's this. We have to ask ourselves. You have to take account of your actions, your statements, anything you do, places you go to. Why? Because you're going to be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take account of your actions, because you will be taken account of. Review what you say, what you do in this life, because it's going to make your accounting easier on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And whoever neglects the accounting of his actions this life, the accounting Yawm al-Qiyam become hard on them. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله يدني المؤمن فيدع عليه كنفه ويستره فيقول أتعرف ذنب كذا فيقول نعم أي ربي حتى إذا قرره بذنوبه ورأى أنه قد هلك قال قد سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم فيعطى كتاب حسناته وأما الكفار والمنافقون فينادى بهم على رؤوس الخلائق هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين متفق عليه. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, or actually I gotta read to you the other ayah before that, and you translate the ayah in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 47, and Allah will set up the scales of justice for the people on the day of resurrection, so no soul shall be treated unjustly in the least. Even the extent of the weight of a mustard seed, we shall bring it and recompense it. And Allah is fully sufficient as a reckoner. Then Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen رحمه ta'ala mentioned this hadith. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring, this is on Yawm al-Qiyamah, will bring the believer close and shelter and screen him. And say, did you commit such and such a sin? Did you commit such and such a sin? Just between him and between the servant. So that servant will say, yes, my Lord. Until he has confessed his sins and will think that he is wrong, Allah will say, I screened your sins in the world, and I forgive you them. I forgive you for them to them. Allah Akbar. So he will be given the book of his good deeds. As for the unbelievers and the hypocrites, then they will be exposed in front of the people, and it will be said, these are the ones who lied against their Lord.
Indeed, the curse of Allah is upon the transgressors. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 621, and in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 6669. We finish, inshallah, after the adhan, inshallah. قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله وصح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن من هم بحسنة فعملها كتبها الله عنده 10 حسنات إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة وإن هم وأن من هم بسيئة فعملها كتبها الله سيئة واحدة. حديث صحيح البخاري صحيح مسلم. Also this hadith is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim رحمهم الله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever intends to do a good deed and does it, then Allah writes it down for him as 10 good deeds, or up to 700 good deeds, or many more. And whoever intends to do an evil deed and did it, then Allah will write it for him as a single evil deed. La ilaha karam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى وقد أجمع المسلمون على إثبات الحساب والجزاء على الأعمال وهو مقتضى الحكمة فإن الله تعالى أنزل الكتب وأرسل الرسل وفرض على العباد قبول ما جاءوا به والعمل بما يجب العمل به منه وأوجب قتال المعارضين له وأحل دماءهم وذرياتهم ونسائهم وأموالهم فلو لم يكن حساب ولا جزاء لكان هذا من العبث الذي ينزه الرب الحكيم عنه وقد أشار الله تعالى إلى ذلك بقوله في سورة الأعراف فلنسألن الذين أرسل إليهم ولنسألن المرسلين فلنقصن عليهم بعلم وما كنا غائبين. شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى says, furthermore, there is consensus of the Muslims upon affirmation of the reckoning and accounting of the deeds in the day of judgments. This is also what is necessitated by wisdom, since Allah the Most High sent down the revealed books, sent the messengers alayhim as-salatu wasalam, and obligated the people to accept what the messengers brought and to act upon what was obligatory from it. He also subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated the Muslims to fight those who opposed him, and he made their blood lawful and their offspring and women and wealth. So if there was to be no reckoning and no reward or retribution, then all of this would be in vain and futile. And the Lord, who is all wise, is free from that, from this. And this is indicated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, in His saying in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, the 2 verses 6 and 7, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ. We shall certainly question those people to whom my messengers were sent. Did they act obediently as commanded, doing what I ordered them and withholding from what I forbade them? And we shall certainly question the messengers as to whether they conveyed what they were commanded to. And we shall certainly narrate to the messengers and to those whom they were sent to whatever they did in the war with certain knowledge. We were not absent from them and unaware of their deeds. Inshallah ta'ala, we stop here tonight in this class. We continue as the third matter that comprised in having iman in the messengers or in the last day, actually al-yawm al-akhir, al-imanu بالجنة والنار. To have iman and belief in the Jannah, may Allah make us from the people of Jannah, ameen. And to have iman in the fire, that they do exist, and may Allah protect us from the fire. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.